The Pit of Ultimate Dark Shadows, Episode 16, A Death in the Family.
Hello! My name is Sir Simon Milligan, and I welcome you to the Pit of Ultimate Dark Shadows. And in these shadows, what dreams may come, born is the death of our beloved handyman, Tom Jennings, who we understand to be a family relation, or so our ghoulish Caleb Collins has referred to him as.
Yes, master.
Ah! Oh, Biffle. We might as well assume you're here whenever I am, Hecubus. It would make the intro much shorter as things go.
This is true, my evil lord.
And as per usual, our beloved and evil Angelique has worked up some mischief to which others must suffer and... Oh, what is it, Hecubus?
Oh, we know she's polite. When is she going to show it?
Yes, I know. My wee wicked one. It is getting to be a bit much after all the joy we finally were able to conjure up around here. But she is a toughie, I'm afraid. You know, everyone seems to holler after you more, Hecubus. Maybe you could get her on a date, instead of me.
Me, Master?
Yes. Sure, why not?
Oh my! That cheered me up!
As it was intended to. And now that we're over it, as far as introduction goes, we continue with the story. Willie Loomis is a little perturbed.
Why, Master? Because of Angelique's blood drain on Tom Jennings?
No, it's something more we'd be perturbed by. You see, there's a woman in the old house who remained overnight.
Ah, of course. Well, yes, I could see how that would perturb us. A bit exciting, that. So why is she able to stay there?
Well, if one is sharing time with the ghost of a potential sister-in-law, however corporeal now in form, I suppose our Miss Evans has come to understand that's as good a chaperone as any. Besides, since she's gone through her triple past-life regression, it is her room, isn't it? Perhaps she wants to get used to feeling safe in there. I could easily see how she could, anyway. Light blue quarters are supposed to calm the nerves, or so I've heard.
Yes, I believe they do, Master. But now we must continue our saga along the twisting, curving path of General Hospital.
Wrong show, Hecubus.
No, Master. We mean by which the General Hospital of Collinsport, wherever that may be and whatever it's called.
It's called the Collinsport Hospital, you dumb devil bunny!
Whoops! Oh, of course, Master. Hoffman and Professor Stokes, having been called at Dr. Hoffman's less dusty office while sorting through her mail and staff records, were related the information that a certain unusual death has been discovered. There was another doctor involved, but the nurses were too busy to explain quite who he was, as they had many skinned knees and elbows to tend to, but they let her know to come and view the trouble right away.
Seems like a Dr. Pierce is in charge of the remains of a, Tom Jennings, Julia.
Tom Jennings? I think he was the handyman at the old Seaview property of Collinwood, wasn't he?
Yes, Julia. He is, well, he was, I suppose. Looks as though one Dr. Pierce brought him in unannounced, and as may do to take his autopsy into his own hands.
Ah, well. Wait. Dr. Pierce. From Crabapple Cove?
I have no knowledge from whence the man dwells, Dr. Hoffman. Why, what is perturbing you so?
Oh, good Lord. Why him?
What's wrong, Julia? Is he a quack?
Oh, he's a fine doctor, but he does quack things up something fierce. Or something Pierce. Wonderful. Now I'm already doing it. What did I do to deserve this?
I am intrigued at the prospect of meeting someone who is having this effect on you. We only know his name, and it's not uncommon. Let us venture forward to the room and investigate the body.
Dr. Pierce.
Yowza, yowza, yowza! Look at that, Doctor, and say, what a distinguished-looking chap you've got there. Finally getting some vamoose, Hoffman.
Well, I can see what she meant when she described you to me, Dr. Pierce. Allow me to introduce myself. I am Professor Stokes.
Ah, quite so. By the looks of things, I can see you stoked her fire a bit.
Quite an accomplishment. I couldn't get a nuzzle out of her myself. Dr. Pierce, could you please be serious for once?
Nope. Can't afford it, Hoffman. Even now that I'm making good money again. Well, Prof, I'd shake hands, but I'm a little gloved at the moment.
Of course. How is the... well... the patient.
Patient? You mean deceased? He's just fine. Quite out of his misery, I'm sure. Completely drained dry by some bloodsucker. I hear the mosquitoes can grow to human size around here.
Goodness! You appear to take this in stride, Dr. Pierce. Have you been to Collinsport before? You sound like you're very aware of its peculiarities.
Oh, I know about Collinsport. Say the secret word, and a rubber bat will flap down and give you $100.
You see, I told you. Dr. Pierce, how did you come into this mess anyway?
Well, they don't call me Hawkeye for nothing, Dr. Hoffman. I was on my way to a surgical convention.
A surgical convention, Dr. Pierce?
Yeah, can't picture me at a place like that, right? But I wanted to see an old friend whose name I still can't figure out. All he'll ever give me is his initials. Well, it shouldn't surprise me you're here, considering all the gags we've been having. Finally seeing my point about too much drama clogging up the proverbial pipes.
I think it happened by accident.
Ever since that butler showed up here.
Oh, yes, Wadsworth.
Collinsport's ode to P.G. Wodehouse.
Huh? Where did you hear that?
A gal I ran across in Brooklyn. She knows that housekeeper over at Collinwood. Uh-huh. I see you still have the Hawaiian shirts beneath your coat.
Guess it gives you warm thoughts in this climate.
A bit. But multicultural interests are rising up like the spooks around here. And someone at that Norrie's in Schooner Bay knows how to make a good Mai Tai. Spooks?
So,
know about those two?
You seem pretty amused by all of this.
As if you had to live through such a town with all its terror.
Ha!
Dr. Julia Hoffman, I know, with all the supernatural hogwash going on here. Really, you do remember. As bad as all this is, I saw worse in Korea. You know that, don't you?
Worse?
I suppose. You'd better. I've had enough talk therapy on your account and Sidney Friedman's, that I'm almost having a normal living again. So, really, Hoffman, lighten up.
All right. I understand. And actually, I was more distressed to know you were here. At this point, I shouldn't be surprised more is going on. Does the deceased even have an ounce of blood left in him?
Barely a dewdrop. I'm surprised there's any moisture left in this Tom Jennings at all. He was pretty decayed already when I found him on the side of the road. And just look at that hickey. I haven't seen one like that on a neck since Margaret Houlihan.
Who?
Elliot, it doesn't matter.
Why do you all keep talking about me as though I'm not even here?
It's a little distressing seeing how young this boy is, but I've seen it all. Doesn't surprise me the poor fella had it so rough around here.
Hey! I asked you.
Mr. Jennings.
Huh?
You remember me. Right, Tom?
Mr. Collins?
Yeah, that's right. You did a lot of work for me, didn't you? You didn't deserve all this, eh? Poor chap. I had a feeling this was going to happen.
What was going to happen?
You're like me now, Tom. You're dead.
No. No. I feel the same. And I'm standing.
I know. Standing right there. And so here am I. I think we make a pretty good pair, Mr. Jennings. After all, you're family. You know that now, right?
Family? No, I... Wait. What's happening?
You're receiving the information you need. So much required about your life. About your history. About this world. You shan't get it all. But you're beginning to grasp it. Am I right?
Yes. I don't know. Something's wrong. With my brother, isn't it?
That's right, Mr. Jennings. Your brother is in serious danger. Has been for quite some time now. And is coming. Isn't he?
Chris. If I'd only known.
If you'd only known! Don't give me that. It's been echoed across the centuries, Tom. We all say it, and it means nothing. If we'd known, we likely couldn't have changed what was eventually to be. God knows, I've tried, and I keep trying.
All right, Mr. Collins. So what do we do now?
Come back to save you, Tom. I'm not really here. I'm only transmitting myself to help you come back. And you won't necessarily be stuck as I am. I made my contract, as you know. But I haven't made my peace with this shoddy world yet. Not until it gets better, and I can shuffle off.
So, I go with you?
Yes, my friend.
Ah! Those two do have a manner of sharing the problems at hand.
And so they do. But frankly, I'm more worried about the damsel to which I produce rivulets of drool for.
Ah, Angelique as a vampire, master.
Yes. For short, let's call her Vangelique. It is evening, and she has finally sustained enough energy. After slipping the lifeblood from Tom Jennings, that arriving upon the old house is a simple allocation of events.
Barnabas Collins has let his guard down within the house. And no wonder.
The love of his life is there, as is the ghost of his sister, Sarah, his potential father-in-law, and renewed comrade, Willie Loomis. So much wonder and bliss leaves our hero with his front door unlocked.
Who is there? Who? You.
You thought you were rid of me, didn't you? Well, you were wrong.
We destroyed you.
Frightened, aren't you? Oh, I like seeing that expression in your face. I've been waiting for this moment. For long.
Sir. The ever... Oh, dear.
Who are you?
I am Wordsworth, the butler.
I see. Do you know who I am?
Yes, I know, madam.
Hello.
Sarah?
You remember me?
Yes.
And you remember what you did to me? Yes?
I...
You made me sick. You made me sick to trick someone.
And now? You're dead.
Am I?
Yes. But your brother isn't, is he, Sarah Collins? And you wouldn't want to do anything to see him hurt now, would you?
No, but you do.
Oh, no, you don't. Don't you touch her!
So, another loved one I'll need to make use of. Aren't you handsome?
Sure, lady, sure. You want to stop making trouble for us now that things are better? Don't you get my backup?
Or what? Would a nice fellow like you strike a woman?
Believe me, I've done worse.
Ah, but wouldn't you like to oblige a, well, deserving a vampire?
As far as I've got things straight, I already have. Now you stay away from this little girl. You hear me, lady?
She can't harm me, Willie. Not anymore.
I don't care. People can hurt beyond graves, beyond words. Beyond any of this stuff. Memories linger. I know that for sure.
It's you. You are the one in my way. Wadsworth, isn't it?
Me? Why me?
You're the only one here that doesn't seem to fit. You came from somewhere. Somewhere very far away. You don't belong in this house.
He belongs here far more than you do.
Oh? Wadsworth, I'll make you sorry you ever started this. One day when we're alone together.
Madam, no man in his right mind would be alone together with you.
That would explain a lot about Barnabas.
Thank you, Willie. Well, to make a long story short...
Too late.
Might I sing her out of the house again, sir? So to speak.
That was you?
Admitting the Cassandra role now. It's about time.
You're all against me.
Everyone has always been against me.
With good reason, from the looks of it.
Enough. It's obvious I'm no match here, so I have a solution. Barnabas, I shall give you 24 hours. You will meet me in the foyer at Collingwood then, and you will give me your answer to our eventual union, the one that was always meant to be. And you know it. No matter what happens, no matter what new friends or old family stands in the way.
I see. And if I don't?
The ruin will happen again. And I can do it. You've likely heard about Tom Jennings' departure by now.
Yes.
So we're agreed. Don't be fooled by your recent fortune. I will stop at nothing.
Willie, how did you know about... I have made some efforts to apprise Mr. Loomis of Miss Bouchard's dreaded conquests. I believe he understands where you've been coming from all this time, sir.
I sure do. I can understand that kind of monster, creating the same thing in someone else.
How is that, Willie?
Jason. Barnabas. Jason McGuire. Among others. That's all you need to know.
Willie, come upstairs with me. Won't you?
Sure. Sure, little girl. I'll go.
I shall follow you both shortly. Distress is often a mainstay here, sir. But as Mrs. Stoddard has quoted an old friend of hers, a saying, you must plant your feet firm on the deck when a gale blows. Hold your head up high.
And damn the devil.
Thank you, Wadsworth.
We heard. Barnabas, we know.
And it's good to hear Bill Malloy quoted. I'm not sure how that dame got in here, but, well, Bill did tell me I should lock my door if I don't want company. Guess that's good advice for a lot of us. I know nobody's supposed to lock their doors in Maine, but in a town like Collinsport, maybe we ought to. Good old Bill. Making sense of madness was his specialty.
Who was...
Later, Barnabas. Now we have a bigger problem. And I need to know how you're feeling.
Oh, I can hardly fathom these circumstances. Again. I allowed myself to be compelled by lust once. And all of my loved ones are being tortured for centuries. My faculties are coming unstrung with these diabolical schemes. What brings forth such hostility in a woman?
I'm a woman, and I couldn't tell you. Still, I do feel a bit sorry for her.
Oh? After what she did to you?
Huh? Why? What did she do to me?
Ah. I keep forgetting. Your father remembers some otherworldly knowledge, and it seems you don't have that, well, I'm not sure it's called luxury.
What happened?
Well, she sort of...
Yes? I'm waiting.
Bewitched you... to marry Jeremiah.
What?
I'm sorry. I sort of thought you knew that.
That's foul!
Oh dear.
Why didn't either of you remind me before?
Well, you didn't ask?
I'm very sorry.
Sorry? You shouldn't have to apologize for that! Of course! That's why that happened!
Why do you say it that way?
Well, that whole business was completely puzzling for one thing. I had no interest in him.
I am not fond to admit this aloud, but I am relieved to hear that. Was it really so? Well...
Bad? You bet it was! Haven't you ever had one of those dreams? Where you're in bed with someone you're not attracted to? Or worse?
Yes.
And then, the rest of your day is sour and nasty because the whole thing disturbs you?
Yes.
All right! Imagine that in real life! And believe me, it takes more than a day or two to get over it! Exactly. If you were ever wondering why I kissed you after you shot him, and me fresh in my widow's weeds, now you know. Oh. I don't feel sorry for her anymore. I wouldn't put anyone through that.
Not even her.
Okay. Maybe once. No wonder I strangled her 70 years ago.
What was that?
Later, Pop.
I thought we were friends.
I guess she didn't think so. And what with the way servants had it so hard, well, that might drive me mad all by itself.
Agreed.
Oh?
Of course, Maggie. Can you imagine me as a servant?
Sorry. I was just putting you into a bellhop outfit. It's pretty funny.
Glad you're so amused.
Well... It beats thinking about that nasty spell.
I suppose it does. But how to resolve this problem with Angelique? That's what I'm thinking. Are either of you coming up with anything?
Monsieur Repray, I have been in a quandary about that for far longer, and I can't decide upon any workable answers.
Perhaps I can.
How, my darling?
Uncle Caleb?
And thusly, the diabolical irritation has been lifted, however slightly, from this particular dilemma. We lead you to the packing of our two cousins, Lily and Elizabeth Stoddard.
Well, I've got the passports. Lily Drake it is, just like all those years ago. And... All packed. That does it for us, doesn't it?
Yes. I am looking forward to the possibility.
From what Kooky... Uncle Caleb says.
I'm surprised to find out it was Dover. Didn't Leslie mention Essex, Lily?
Oh, you know those soldiers. They go everywhere. And not all folks are like us, Lizzie. Some creatures move a lot. They don't have the money to stay anywhere they choose.
I can see that now. And I wonder, if he's as free as I am, do you think he'll have me,
Lily?
Oh, Lizzie, with all that passion I remember between you two, if he's free to do so, he's likely waiting for you. Now, let me lift this pungent veil, and you tell me how I look. Lily Drake, you look as magnificent as I remember. Oh? I was trying to look like so many other people. It does seem a little nonconformist of me, doesn't it? Oh, never mind. It's good, my dear. You're as charming in any condition, but so youthful. How do you manage? Chemistry, Lizzie. It's always the wonders of chemistry. I could do with a dose of that. I'd like Leslie to remember me a bit how I once was. Although, heaven knows what happened to him during the war. Whatever works. I'm bringing my kit, Elizabeth Collins, Stoddard. And maybe someday, his name? Oh, don't get my hopes up. This is for Victoria, after all. Yes, I know, dear. But it would be so nice if...
Yes, it would. But I won't rely on that in this journey. We just need to find out. Did he take her to that orphanage like he said? Was it the same one? Hammond Foundling Home?
Well, I guess we'll find out. Won't we?
Yes. I hope we'll find out.
Well?
What else have we? What is that?
Oh, just a little compact. Not everyone in the old country can see themselves in the glass. Don't you know?
Can't they?
Oh, Lizzie, you are so quaint, dearest.
Ah, they are like sisters, aren't they?
I suppose so, Master. But we must recognize that task Maggie Evans has before her.
Yes, I suppose. Mr. Caleb Collins might be more warm and welcoming to a woman than how he received his Uncle Barnabas Collins. And so she steps in, all alone, and hot, to the Seaview property, to request the help of Cookie Caleb.
Caleb Collins? Where are you?
Ah, my old favorite. Auntie Josette Dupré has arrived.
All right. I won't argue with that. If you only show yourself.
Yes, I'm good at that. As are you at repeating life after life for that old baggage you ought to be calling a husband by now.
I've only just gotten used to the idea, Mr. Collins. As you know, I've been underrated, and now I'm hardly shy.
Yes, I gather we've both come a long way as far as shyness goes. In all my reclusiveness. Never thought I'd come out this blustery, eh?
Well, I've had my own experience on that account. Perhaps we're on par with one another.
Hi. At last. Now you've come to see me. And perhaps not for the first time.
Perhaps not. Although, I suppose any memories I might have of you are rather fragmented.
Oh, no, no. My dear Lady Hampshire, no memories as such, though perhaps a little metaphysical suggestion here or there. You didn't remember that silly old song on your own, you know.
The music box? Really?
In 1897? That was you?
No. It was you, Kitty Selms. It's always been you. But I wasn't going to let that whiff of a past life recollection flitter and fizzle. After all I had to watch and germinate in this stinking hellhole, I would have been damned to let that remembrance you had in you snuff out. So go ahead and blame me for all that pain. Through the portrait and back to things I couldn't see, but have sadly discovered happened. I've really come to despise quantum mechanics. It's never seemed to solve anything for us, but just make it worse.
I know.
Aye. I know that you know, Josette Dupré. I'm only thankful I'd managed to hang around long enough to see it put to rights. I love you, Collins girls. I love all my girls, here. And I'm so tired of seeing them in pain. Even that nasty servant of yourn. But let's not go into that yet.
Well, that's very kind of you. So, you made those memories stronger. Back then, in 1897?
I did. I tried so hard. And after the mess I saw, I started giving up on everyone. I was so upset after believing it did work, only to see you and your father reborn for another try. Then, I came to realize that your father was a necessary component to all of this. Why do you think you always called him Pop? He is your papa. Josette Dupré. So you see, I couldn't let it go when I saw Uncle Barnabas walk into that diner again. No, sorry. Not this time. And I know I should have tried sooner. Saved you all that business with the kidnapping.
It couldn't be helped, Caleb Collins. He simply couldn't remember everything. And I could get my own back with him on that score, if you catch my meaning. In fact, he might enjoy it coming from me.
Smart girl, smart girl. Oh, how I love him. It would be nice to know one of these dames he actually loves, giving him hell for once rather than the opposite. You do your best on that level, girl. There is a fire in you that's gone far too long unrecognized.
I see. Nice to be put together in your thoughts with Elizabeth's daughter.
Yeah, of course! She has always been my little sweet Petunia, and a treasure higher than others. But you, Maggie Evans, you know what you mean to him.
I've had my own thoughts, and what he means to me.
Yes, yes, you see, I knew you still cared, and more than anyone dared to question. However, to question, I don't. And, for the language of flowers, as so prevalent in those old days, you're out of the list. You're the purple rose, Maggie Evans. Just like that dress you wore almost a century ago. The purple rose of his longing. And the one person who will mend that sorry old withering heart of his. That I'm so sick of hearing weep. Not to mention all you'll do for this petulant town. And have already done for it.
Me?
Oh, don't give me that! Modesty didn't suit you in the gay 90s, and it doesn't suit you now! Oh. I see. Did it to get my goat, eh? Good lass. I could use a small shake-up now and then. All right. Have your bit of modesty, Margaret Dupré. It's better than being all high and mighty.
Thank you, Caleb Collins. Margaret Dupre. I like that.
Then wear it, Margaret Dupre. Wear it with pride. We don't need another Collins tacked on to anyone's name. We got plenty already. Be Maggie, and be a Dupre, and marry Barnabas Collins if you finally find it in your heart to do so. But don't be a Collins, for heaven's sake.
Oh? Why ever not?
Like you have to ask. It's just bad luck.
And you're kooks. Every one of you.
You got us pegged there, Margaret Dupre. Damn straight.
Caleb Collins, you are a gentleman.
Was, Margaret Dupre, was. Those days of fops and dandies are over. And thank goodness.
Very good. Now, Tom Jennings.
Yes, Tom Jennings. He's here with me. Just going through the motions now. Ghost and all that he is. Can't communicate so well yet with anyone but me. And I told him not to bother yet. But that dame of a Mistress Bichard has to be reckoned with. And that's why he has came to me, isn't it?
Of course. Well, I hope he'll become less fragmented. Hardly as I was, you know.
Hardly, yes. That was very clever on your part, Josette. Separating yourself from your new body to float around and help little David among others. Not a lot of souls can whip up that trick, you know. It's a toughie. But your desire was strong enough. That's likely the reason you had that ability.
Well, after the memories flooded back, I doubt I still have it.
Ah, you never know, do you? Anyway, as for your old handmaiden, I fear I'll never understand her entirely. She had every means to leave a work of service. You'd think by the time she got here and saw Uncle Barnabas was so in love with you, she could have just packed up and ventured off with one of the more matriarchal native tribes that kept this place well enough, before we all brought our refuse to dump on it. With all her power, she might have turned the tides here. Ah, well. What could have been, right?
Yes, I see your point. But as for the here and now, can we stop her?
Only for a little while, mademoiselle. Only a little while. But you know that dame gets around. She hasn't just brought suffering on people here, you know.
Oh?
Yes. In fact, I've come across a remarkable fellow recently who's been itching to take her on, now that she's in the deserving zone of being a vampire.
And who would that be?
Ah, that's the trouble. Can't say his name often. Or then he gets around a bit too much. He's that kind of chap. Not my usual method of addressing such issues. But considering Angelique Bouchard, or whatever she wants to go by, he's the only one offering up his services right now.
How can we find him?
Oh, don't worry. He'll find you. You're going on up to bed tonight. Spend time with Aunt Sarah Collins. And you let Uncle Barnabas sit before the fire and contemplate the situation. Don't worry if he's there for a long time or starts talking to himself. He'll be coming to the answer soon enough. He often does.
Bah! Kooky Caleb and his polite demonic connections might be a win in this situation.
But, Master, don't we want Angelique to win?
Eventually we do. But I'm afraid that she'll have to get through some rough business. And if that's what it takes to get her anywhere close to me, I'll be happy to take the harm of viewing a bit of singe to her already blemished beauty.
Ah, this can be troubling, but for our two compatriots of the academic variety, there is a scene involving something a little less academic. As Dr. Lovelace Hoffman and Professor Lovelorn Stokes adjourn to her office at Wincliffe as she finally takes up the fish food once more for her sadly neglected aquarium.
I suppose with all of what's going on, the stress is beyond considerable.
It is. Having to explain that our troubles aren't over, and to him, it's just so much to bear.
Agreed. It certainly is. But perhaps you shouldn't rest it on your shoulders so much, Dr. Hoffman.
I have to now. It's all on me. I am obviously alone to sort out the problems.
Hardly, Dr. Hoffman. You have an admirable staff. And, I dare venture, a personal admirer.
What do you mean, Professor Stokes? After pairing those other two, can you even suggest another fellow would interest me nearly as much?
Well, you likely didn't listen to what that ribald doctor had to tell you. I can easily see his behavior was more troubling to you than what information he was providing you with in his gags.
Oh? What do you mean? He didn't really know what he was talking about. Hashing out those jokes about you? That man is always making references like that. I never take it seriously.
Do you remember when it was necessary for me to face down a lovely Angelique Bouchard in my dream?
Of course. You said it was difficult because she was both so very beautiful. And with such powers and beauty, it was a struggle not to get pulled in and trapped by her.
Well, can you imagine a woman with beauty of an inner radiance that's even harder to look away from?
Yeah, of course. Perhaps that strange Maggie and Josette mixture that Mr. Collins loves so well.
Doctor, I'm starting to sympathize with that man of your listening skills.
What?
Julia Hoffman, must you so thoroughly be pining for a man who doesn't love you in that same way, while standing right in front of a man who does?
Elliot? You?
And you have to ask, do you, Julia? A little self-hypnosis might help you to recognize that Maggie Evans isn't the only person around here with troubles from a past life. You certainly asked that of me on Widow's Hill. When we all save that man, haven't you ever asked it of yourself?
Never. No. That kind of thing. Any familiarity. It's just a dream. A silly old dream.
Oh? And what did that dream tell you about me?
You and I, we were
man and wife.
Yes. Yes, we were.
Try. strong to say, I don't think of you. Cause when you say these things, you know it makes me blue. Give me one kiss and I'll be happy. Just to be with you.
Something else. A doctor? And a professor?
Well, I thought it would have been obvious enough. No, it's more likely that dame will move on to better ventures and stop getting up the nose of my old bridge partner.
Master, Dr. Hoffman isn't going away, is she?
What? No, my sinister flirtation. It'll just be further recognized that Barnabas Collins and Julia Hoffman are friends. Which will likely reel the minds of Dark Shadows fans across the globe who've been whitewashed into the idea there was more going on when he clearly wasn't interested. But what's nice is we'll see something just as lovely and usually ongoing between them anyway.
What would that be, Master?
Teamwork.
Ah! A team. Like you and me, Master?
I'd wager that we are, at times. As for my old bridge partner, he has been left alone before the fire, awaiting the coming of that which his beloved has told him to expect. Alighting on this blackguard from the netherworld, even Barnabas Collins is in for a few surprises.
What could be done? All this misery returning to this home as our hearts were beginning to heal. What answer can I come up with? What good does it do me to sit before the fire and be eaten by the anxiety of it all?
You think you got problems?
What was that?
Down here. Flames all about me, and I ain't been singed yet.
Who? What are you?
I'm the ghost with the most, Mr. Big Cake.
So, the living dead, too?
Yeah. Not that halfway mark in between like you, or whatever you are now. Can't explain that one, can ya?
No. I'm afraid I cannot.
So you don't have to worry about what I am, eh? You're working with a professional here. All you gotta know is what I can do for ya.
What can you do for me?
I can stop that vampire chick from bugging ya. I can take her down. Been wanting to, actually. Real pain to me at one time.
Angelique?
You ain't the first man cursed by that bewitching blonde Swifty. And a silly mistake to make with the wrong broad.
Well, get over it. She'd be feeling 20 times worse if she cared for anyone more than herself. I guess that's why I liked her. She reminds me of me.
I see. In which case, why would I be persuaded to trust you?
A shared enemy. Her.
And how do I go about employing you?
Ah! That is the tricky part. You have to say my name 3 times. But I can't say it myself. And the timing ought to be right, you dig?
How do you propose I discover this name?
I put a book on your desk over there. Go on, check it out.
Astronomy? Would that make you a star?
Cut the questions, Fangboy! Flip to the Orion constellation. It's dog-eared already. See the midsection? Upper left area of that.
I see it.
Now come on over. Come on over, show it to me. I'll let you know if you got it right. That's it. You got it. Now, you know how to pronounce that without doing so.
Yes.
Good. All you gotta do is cakewalk your way out to that rendezvous with her. Take on whatever smug attitude you want. Say my name, and I'll be there. Keep a good distance, too. No need to give her any way of stopping you.
And what are you going to do to her?
Everything.
Master, did you hear that?
I certainly did, and I wish I could say it, though perhaps not in the way this specter is referring to. Again, he is a polite demon, at least at times. But I understand, we have needs, and perhaps his needs were met with my mistress of the deepest dark. Whereas I...
Master, the final scene, please.
Ah, yes. There was that 24-hour ultimatum. Vangelique is much more secure in her powers now that she's had a good dose of Jennings' blood. Pretty much all of it, in point of fact. My old bridge partner and his young lady have settled into Collinwood with steady nerves. Miss Evans prepares to take on her role as governess with Master David, while Mrs. Stoddard and Cousin Lily are making way to check in their luggage for the voyage in another region. Barnabas Collins checks the time and steps to the foyer of the main house with poise.
Hello. I see you made sure not to doubt my warning.
No. Of course not. I've decided there's obviously no avoiding this. I hope you won't mind that I begin our nuptial plans with 3 words.
Yes. Those 3 words. I know are in you. Those 3 words, I need to hear from you.
Ah, I believe I have them. 3 words you very much need to hear.
I'm waiting.
Betelgeuse?
What?
Oh! Betelgeuse? No. 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 Betelgeuse.
Oh, yes. My little pockmarks of pestilence. We're going there.
all due respect to The Kids in the Hall, MASH, 1970s, 1980s TV show, Clue, 1980s film, The Munsters, 1960s TV show, The Dave Clark Five, Beetlejuice, 1980s film, and of course, Dark Shadows, 1960s TV show.
The Pit of Ultimate Dark Shadows is a Darryl War production.